Fearless. Fearless reset 3 years ago. Fearless Cottage, and then Fearless Force. Is that still kind of the holder of all the ideas? And
I don't know. I mean, Fearless is sort of like the cottage has became the climate reality.
Okay.
Right? They went into there.
Oh, okay.
And now there's an agency called, yeah, they went into there. And now there's an agency in there.
Okay.
Called School. Have you heard of School?
No.
In the cottage. The cottage has great mojo.
Things operating at a...
It's like a magic place. Like, I'll leave and I'll go back, you know, and then I get to see all the climate reality people, like, and it's like, okay, this is good. And then I, you know, leave for another, I don't know, 6 months, and I came back, and now these guys from School are in there. And their idea is they do, for every project they work on, they also build a school.
Wow. So it's funny, one of my questions that I X'd out after I wrote it was, so you're out of advertising, it doesn't mean you stop getting ideas. And then I went down the list of common and climate reality. So now I know what you do with the ideas. You know, are there other ideas, you know, that you get sometimes and say, boy.
Oh, all the time. Yeah. Like, I wish
I got nothing to do with this one.
Like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that would be a really good idea, but I'm not going to do it. Yeah. But the thing that the biggest problem for me is I can get excited about all sorts of ideas, and people will say, hey, I got this great idea. I want to meet you and talk about it. And I do. But often I'm like, but just so you know, there is no way I'm getting involved. Because,
and they're like, from the beginning too, you're like, I can't get involved in 98%
of the things. It's like right up your alley. You're going to love it. You're going to get excited about it. I'm like, that is exactly what's going to happen. Right. And I'm going to start to think about it and riff on it. And, you know, but I can't do it. I got too much going on, so I can't do it.
Anybody can vouch for that. You've got too much going on for a guy who kind of left the business.
I'm supposed to be retired.
Well, that was my next question, is like, how's the guitar going? Because, you know,
not good. Not good. That's a really good question, because
first interview, I said, you know, what do you do? You know, I said guitar, drums. You said guitar, and you pointed over there. Yeah, I had a guitar, and I said, how's it going? Working on it.
When I was working advertising,
yeah.
I was playing guitar, like, a lot. And, I mean, since I've left, no, nothing. Like, I don't have time.
It's a loaded question. And then how about dirt biking?
You know, I sort of got out of that. I wasn't severely injured. It was time to get out. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got motorcycles. I've still got a couple trials bikes. Do you know what trials are?
No.
Yeah.
I was nodding my head, though. I thought
Yeah, trials bikes, yeah. Yeah. I have some of those.
Cool, I guess.
And
really cool.
I like anything with two wheels, you know.
I imagine they had a motor and
I go in the garage a lot. That's my wife and I basically are, what we think I do is I fart around in the garage all the time, and yet somehow I also do like Scoop and Made and all these other things. That's what it really feels like, because most of my time I'm in the garage just like, you know, welding something.
Yeah, that was the other thing we talked about when we first got together. Not welding, but like you weren't the guy.
I'm not the guy that hooks them up. I need help hooking things up, and so I'm not the IT guy.
But you can rebuild a motor.
I can rebuild certain motors, but not all motors.
That's good enough, I think.
Yeah.
What do you miss about advertising? Or you don't, because you're doing the stuff that you would be missing?
I probably miss some of the people, you know, to go into work and be surrounded by like 700 really cool, smart people.
Yeah.
You know,
there's an energy and a buzz around that.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. That feeling, you know. So definitely get that with Made. So my day is I'll pop over to Made, you know, and spend a little time.
Get your energy fill and your
make
your
a couple
buzz.
Jokes. Do some advising. Some really high. Yeah.
So giving advice.
Highly, I'll give advice. Even when they don't, usually when they don't want it. And that's, then I have to leave, right? Because they're like, okay, you should leave now.
They all know you, which
they
you
do. Know,
you told the story that, you know, you get in the elevator and they'd be all like,
that's
afraid
sucked.
To look at your eye. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're so big that people are that
I've
you don't
never
know
seen
everybody.
You before, yeah.
That's kind of a bummer.